All right, I want to do this now, but I may revisit it later in the hour because it is a master's degree in gaslighting. And I'm talking about Ben Shapiro. I saw this clip last night, and it was just flabbergasting. He says, you're all retarded that question anything about the official Charlie Kirk story. Well, that's not intellectual. That's an ad hominem attack. And he says, those of you, you know, saying that they dug up the crime scene or whatever, well, they were getting it ready for a memorial. And that's not what the contractor said. He gets called by the head of the FBI in the state and by the governor separately on the same day. He went public, said it was weird, and said, dig out all the concrete several feet down under the platform he was on and put new concrete in. He's like, okay, that's weird. And so he just turns it into, oh, it's just some pavers. Oh, they just were updating it. That's not what went on. And then he obfuscates over and over again in this short clip. All of it is just a hall of mirrors. You can tell he's reading off a script. So we're going to start and stop this. Go ahead and roll Ben Shapiro.
This is so, it's retarded, okay? This is retarded.
Oh, wow.
And you're retarded if you believe it. In reality, the school was organizing a memorial to Kirk in the courtyard. Nobody's trying to hide that that's where Charlie was killed. And the school has invested in replacing the grass where Charlie was speaking with new pavers. But the pattern of pavers match standard hardscape and drainage designs. There is zero evidence of anything structurally anomalous. But again, the facts don't matter. This is the whole thing. The facts don't matter. I can spend all day
stop again.
This. The facts don't.
No one said that it was structurally anomalous. It was up on a platform over pavers and grass. When they pulled it all out, it was fine. Why the FBI and the governor, what do they have to do with the memorial the school's doing? They ordered it done. The whole crime scene got torn down instantly. They all ran like they were in a football play to instantly grab everything. I mean, it was wild. Like they all had their prearranged thing they were supposed to do. I'm not saying they were involved. I don't know what this is, but I know pre-planning when I see it. This has nothing to do with the school. It's on record the FBI and the governor said, tear that out. And they're like, why? Just do it. Hurry up. You got a couple days. I don't know what that means. We have to investigate. What is it? I don't know. But he builds these straw men that aren't even based in reality and then says that we're saying the structure of the ground had a problem? No, we want to know why they did that. That's the question. Said we're retarded. We want to know why a 30-odd six bullet for 150 yards didn't go through his throat. We want to know why there's not a bunch of blood or any blood at the scene. We want to know about all of this. We want to know why he put a scope on it and it worked perfectly. That's not how that works, Ben. I know you don't know about guns. Go ahead and play them.
Matter. They are of zero consequence to Candace or her myriad followers. Because here's the shtick. And this is always Candace, your shtick, always in front. It's also happened to be Tucker's shtick and the rest of the conspiracy woke right. The goal is to create a miasma of suspicion around an event in order to undermine trust in systems and foster a belief that the conspiratorial leader is the only one who's telling you the truth. That's the entire game. It's the game over and over and over. So in this particular case,
we've been lied to so many times about everything. It's normal to be like this. The system's lost credibility, Benny boy. Like you said, Iran will fall in a few days. It's going to work great. Did it? We don't trust you, dude. You primary our leaders. You work for a foreign government. Back to Shapiro.
Royal leader is the only one who's telling you the truth. That's the entire game. It's the game over and over and over. So in this particular case, the goal is to create a bunch of smoke and nonsense, a bunch of distraction around Charlie's murder and around Erica. Because again, the idea here is to try to show that Erica is a joke or nefarious or an assassin and turn Charlie's assassination into, again, a call for conspiratorial thinking that implicates everything.
I'll get to more of this later, but here's the deal. I'm not saying Erica Kirk killed him. I don't believe that. You go to the most extreme thing to make anybody else asking questions look bad. You were the one saying who should be at TPUSA and who shouldn't and making a big deal about it when Charlie got killed. And now, don't worry, you're in there running the show, pal. So, and now TPUSA is falling apart, which is terrible. You guys ruin everything you touch. We'll be right back with masses of huge stories on flock cameras and more, the economy, the war. Stay with us and share those live feeds.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead.
You're not just drinking tap water. You're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theolicshookstore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theolicshookstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Listen to me carefully. I have so much of the news. I'm going to shift gears out of Iran in 30 minutes, but I haven't gotten to all of it yet. It's very important. We are on a road going off the edge of a cliff with the world economy. That is a fact. 30% of the oil and gas, same thing, roughly 30% of the world's fertilizer, and something like half the world's helium, and hundreds of other special elements and special rare earth minerals that come out of that area and that are fed through that area, that are used in microchips, that are used in batteries, that are used in cars. I mean, Kirk Elliott was on before this war started and said this is the only thing that could derail Trump. And he said that a year ago, is Israel sucking us into a war? Fuentes said that 3 years ago, and it happened. And, you know, we were saying, oh, wow, this will really hurt Africa if you look at who gets most of their fertilizer from there. But because everybody else then has to buy up what's there, you can pull the headlines up. Orders for fertilizer so far in the growing season this year have been cut by almost 50% in the U.S. Just type in fertilizer shortages U.S. Half of farmers not even ordering fertilizer because it's too expensive. You see, it's not just that you can't get it because it's not there. When there's a third less or more, then it jacks up prices. Then they got to ship fertilizer from further away places, and it gets delayed, and then you have inflation because of the oil and gas not being there for the ships, and it has a amplification, a magnification effect. So if anything, Kirk Elliott, a year ago, people marveled the clubs, said, you know, this will cause a serious problem if it's just a few months, but if it's 6 months or longer, devastating. But when we said, you know, maybe shortages in Africa and the third world and new migrant flows, which they're now predicting are going to be huge, and the UN will help exacerbate that, this is worse than we thought. So I like to say we're basically almost always right. Well, I'm wrong a lot when it's that I'm right in general, but it's almost always worse than I said. Because we try to mitigate, I try to not exaggerate, and so that kind of throws a blanket on what I really think. I need to just start saying what I really think. Because you cut off a third of all this stuff on average, it has devastating effects. Kirk Elliott is an amazing economist, also a degree theologian. He also has the largest, most successful gold and silver brokerage company in North America with the highest ratings. And he is our sponsor at KEPM.com/gold, where you can buy wholesale gold and silver delivered right to your door or to any of the depositories that you wish. He is the place to go. You know what wholesale is each day. You call up. There it is. There's nothing magic about it. It's so clear. It's so easy to understand. Anybody giving you an hour-long pitch about how they got the best deal on gold or silver, it's talking to you like you're an idiot. and something's going on. And so there's a pitch right there. You could also roll over a lot of financial instruments and things like that. If I was going to get gold and silver anywhere, I'd get it from Dr. Kirk Elliott right now, kpm.com/gold, or 720-605-3900, one of the smartest things you'd ever do. And now all the indicators are, with what's happening in the economy, at least I'd say midterm, guaranteed long-term, gold and silver will only go up if any of the laws of finance and industry and business and the economy and industrial systems, that's the main driver, are there, particularly with silver. But I don't really have words to quantify how big this is that we're 131 days in. And then Trump said 2 days ago at NATO, he already played it twice in the last few days, I'm not going to play it again. He said, it's over, we're never going to have a deal, just total war, we'll just keep bombing them. Well, the Pentagon believes they'll hold on for years, probably, if forever. And so if the strait stays closed, they've got workarounds in the next year. They're trying to build those canals, build those pipelines, but the Iranians can just hit those ships with safe shown or those pipelines. So that's not a complete fix. So Dr. Elliott, looking at this, Trump continues to get frustrated. He's been lashing out at Israel, giving him bad advice. But then J.D. Vance, who was against the war, they've sent, who's getting the blame for not getting a peace deal, while Rubio that was for it, hides in the shadows. And he's now the heir apparent with the Israel firsters and neocons all endorsing him already. 2+ years out from the election, we now have video coming up. But Trump says Iran may kill him. I may be gone too because I'm their number one target. Oh my God, Israel might kill him and then say Iran did it. Those are very dangerous things for Trump to be saying. We know after they tried to kill Trump and Butler, they floated that it was Iran. I predicted they would do that. So this is a Trump opening the door up for a false flag. But as an economist looking at this, and then the other numbers coming in, I know you're optimistic the first month. You said if it ends soon, we could still pull out of this in the economy. Then about 100 days in, you said, no, it's too late. It's going to cause a major recession, maybe depression. Now we're a month later. As you said, this compounds, it lenses. So let's speak about the war. No off-ramp, pigheadedness on both sides, Israel driving ground invasion, and then look at home house prices hit all-time high as sales slow and mortgage rates rise. Sounds like stagflation to me in the real estate market. And then all the other big developments that have happened. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Alex. I mean, it is stagflation. And this conflict, it's almost like a head fake, right? In basketball, it's like, you think it's over, then it's not. Then you think it's over, and then it's not. And this is the problem with the economy, right? Because everyone's looking at what's going to happen to the price of oil. And if the conflict ends, the price of oil comes down, gold and silver should go through the roof, the stock market should go through the roof, cryptocurrency should go up a lot, right? But now that it keeps lingering, it's like, is it going to end? Is it not going to end? Right. And so there's all this turbulence and all this turmoil. I mean, even at the Fed, right? So you look at what the Fed, you know, basically their minutes from June came out. It's like, well, we're not going to raise rates right now, but we're not going to lower them either. Why? Because they don't know either, Alex. They don't know how long this thing is going to go on because it just keeps lingering. Right. So in the end, it all boils down to supply and demand for me, and with the price of commodities, with the price of oil. The world needs oil. Ultimately, this will end or else prices continue to go up, 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 up. And we have major global stagflation. The price of gold and silver will go up because this conflict ultimately will end. But in the meantime, you've got this transitionary period where it's going to be up and down, up and down, up and down, consolidating, and people don't know what to do, right? But here's where, when you look back to Kevin Warsh's first speech when he kind of did a 180 on Trump and said, you know, before that, when Trump was vetting for him, he said, yeah, I'm going to lower interest rates. We're going to stimulate the domestic economy. This is great. Then 3 days after he came in, now we're going to keep rates higher for longer. Then, you know, if you look at things like poly markets, right, these predictive type algorithms, you know, they basically are saying, you know, oil is probably going to come down. Interest rates are going to come down. You know, so prior to things that were happening, right, which last week, or actually the last few days, this conflict igniting again, Polymarket said the chance of interest rates going up were 68%. The chance after, you know, this peace deal was made and everything else was only 48%. Well, now it's oil is exploding again, right? Because people can't get this thing figured out, and it's really problematic. So here's where I want to tell everybody, I don't think this is going to end anytime soon. Whether the conflict ends or not, there has been a shift in demand for oil for Iran. If the conflict ends tomorrow, I think we've got some changes that are happening, because this war has been going on, or conflict has been going on since February, right? So what's China been doing? China is the number one exporter of, or actually they receive Iranian oil. They're the number one trading partner for Iranian oil. They're the number one purchaser of oil on the planet. So since this conflict and the Strait of Hormuz being shut down, what did China do? They did what any other business owner would do, and said, well, we better find another source for our supply, because we're not getting it from there. Right. So they've gone so far as they're sharpened their strategic focus on and renewed momentum on green energy. Right. So maybe moving forward, they're not going to buy as much oil at all. So here's where this conflict is giving us such competing news stories, competing messaging that people don't know how to navigate through. I'm going to try to help you navigate through it. Right. Because when there's conflict, the price of oil goes up. We saw this 3 days ago. The price of oil jumped up like 6% in a minute, right? When Iran decided, well, we're going to bomb some of these commercial ships, and Trump retaliates and bombs the living daylights out of everything that moves there for a bit.
Well, let me interrupt you since you mentioned that, because I should announce this again. 170 airstrikes by the U.S., including the Bashir nuclear power plant, on fire, large parts of it on fire, huge explosions. We can show people some footage of that. That's just an example of how this is escalating and escalating. What is that going to do to the markets here? You got Pakistan saying if Israel ever nukes Iran, they'll nuke Israel. North Korea said the same thing. I mean, the threat escalation ladder, this is a runaway train. Go ahead.
It's a runaway train, and Iran's kind of hosed in some of this, right? Because what does China do when, like anybody, like any business owner, they said, hey, we can't get our supply of oil, and the price of it coming from Iran because of the Strait of Hormuz is going through the ceiling. Let's find some other suppliers. So because of this, Iran may have lost its major trading partner with oil on the planet.
And so that's the big question. How long can they hang on, and how long can we hang on? What's their numbers? What's this doing to them? And then what's it going to do to the world economy? What's it already done?
I mean, that's a really good question. I mean, the world economy is going to be hurt for a while. How long can they hang on? People are making irrational decisions, right? And so sometimes people can stay irrational, or things can stay irrational longer than we can stay rational, right? So you look at this. This is an ideological war. It's a war of worldviews. It's not just a war about oil and who controls the Strait of Hormuz. It's bigger. It's deeper than that. It's a political, economic, spiritual war, all boiled into one, right? And because we're not the only players involved. Israel's involved. Israel and you know, the Arab Muslim nations haven't been gotten along since the beginning of time, right? So this is hard to get out of, right? So when this escalated again, you know, the propensity for a month was oil is coming down. This is great. The inflationary pressures have subsided. And this is why Poly Markets said, we're probably not going to get rate increases because inflation is coming down. Right. Well, now oil shot up through the ceiling again, up like 6% in a couple of days.
So that's uncertainty? Because finally, after 131 days, even the Republicans, other governments, not just the Democrats, people are saying, we've heard from Trump over 50 times, regime change, we've won the war, they're all at the bottom, we've got a peace deal, we don't have a peace deal, we're going to totally obliterate them, we're making a deal. And now people finally get that this is that no one's in control. And that they've got the war of attrition, we've got the war of attrition, it hurts them, it hurts us, and it kills Trump's recovery, and then we're in this stalemate that hurts everyone but BlackRock, who's happy because they want everybody deeper in debt. They want a global collapse to bring in their great reset. Larry Fink is as happy as a pig, and you know what?
He is. So here's the competing data sources. The conflict should cause prices of oil to go up. What did Iran and OPEC do over the last couple of days? So OPEC, the OPEC Plus agreement, they decided, hey, let's increase the supply of oil by 188,000 barrels a day. Now, this isn't just Iran, right? This is OPEC overall. So what are they doing? They're saying when you have higher supply of oil and less demand, China's going more towards green energy initiatives. Their demand might be coming down some. So you've got higher supply, lower demand. What does that mean for prices? That they are going to come down. Here's the conflict. You've got massive conflict in Iran and in the Strait, and it's shut down again, right? And so it's like, well, that's going to cause the prices to go up. So here's where the narrative, Alex, really starts to shift in people's minds, and their psychology is changing because nobody believes anything anymore. Yeah, the war is over. No, it's not. Oh, the war is going on. Well, the next day it's done. Nobody's believing anything anymore, right? And this is going to add massive volatility into the markets. Like I was looking at the stock market 2 days ago after this happened. It was up like 600 points and then it was down 400 the next day. I mean, it's bipolar.
And I want to speak to this. So this is a big deal, you're saying. Last year and this year at the Davos Group, WF, they said the loss of confidence, the public doesn't trust the establishment. They try to act like alternative news is what has lied and lost confidence in the world. No, it's them and the people getting wise to it. But still, the establishment didn't stop lying. They doubled down at every level to where now no one believes anything. A lot of people think I'm a clone or something. The other super extreme, because you have a general public, it's starting to wake up. There are a lot of people that have been awake a long time. And so now they think the earth's flat. They don't know what is real. And so this is a crisis in confidence, because confidence in the currencies, confidence in the system, even if it has problems, is what makes civilization. And people say, well, you're a statist. No, I'm not. The problem is every time you have a loss of confidence, things collapse. And within a few weeks, you get warlords. Anarchy never even lasts that long, and it's hellish. So it's not that I'm even defending any of these systems, but these systems are what we've got. It's like a lifeboat. It's the best you've got. And really, when you look at all that's happening in the world, IQs dropping, people not living as long, more and more people getting lazy, hard work people getting working harder, but finally breaking their backs. When you look at this at the end of a major cycle, the fourth turning, it's here. And so we're looking at major birth pains going into the new cycle. And you add to all of this high energy, low food output, which the UN pushed, which the globalists pushed to create a global crisis. But they thought they could pose as the saviors and bring in a world government through trust by cutting off resources. That's an admission, not my opinion. Now that's backfired. They went, woo, put the brakes on that because we're going to end up getting hung over this. But then they're like, oh, we don't have to blame it on a virus with lockdowns. We'll use the oil cutoff as the reset. I mean, it is so diabolical. And Elon Musk goes to the world government summits and tells them, you used to have wars when you had resets. You used to have feudalism. That's not going to work with 10 billion people. They're going to kill all of us. So Elon Musk, through third, fourth, fifth level consequences, whether he's good or bad, is trying to stabilize things, because if you're the richest man in the world, you need a stable, successful world or your wealth is worth nothing. But just like by the 50s, we had 4% of the world population in the U.S. We had half the world's wealth. Now it's less than 1% has 90% of the world's wealth, but they've killed their own wealth because by consolidation, it actually killed the real economy that is the true wealth. It is the greediest, stupidest thing. And they use the excuse of eugenics. Well, there's too many people. We're just going to cut it off and depopulate them, as if they're not going to get blowback from that. They have literally followed a pipe dream of Satan, the mad scientists have, and built their own gallows here. I know I'm ranting, but I mean, I cannot quantify for listeners all the data. There's so much. It's bad, folks. We are hurtling down a very dangerous road here, as you can see around you. And people think this is bad now. If we don't change course very quickly, people are going to look back on 2026 as a time of heaven compared to what the world's going to look like.
Well, it's already there. So let's look at some job numbers, right? Because this is going to amplify how bad things actually are that are being hidden. Because you get dual messages. You get messages from the government. For example, let's use the job numbers that came out at the end of last week. Employers added 57,000 jobs. They're going to put a positive spin on that. It's like, we added 57,000 jobs. This is great.
Okay.
This is a significant slowdown from the 172,000 jobs that were added in May. Right. So, but what was expected in June? The expectation was 110,000 jobs added. We only got 57,000. So it's like, this isn't good. But let me add to that picture, because it's even worse than that. So what's happening in June and July in America? The World Cup. It's big. I mean, so the estimates are 40,000 temporary jobs were created in June because of the World Cup. So those are temporary. Those aren't real jobs. So if you'd minus those out of the 57,000 jobs they say that they created, really only 17,000 were created, because I don't count 40,000 temporary jobs as jobs. They're going to be done in a few weeks when the World Cup is over, right? So the job numbers are absolutely brutal. And this, you know, take it with a grain of salt. This is with Trump being a good business guy, right? He's doing the best he can with what he inherited from Biden. Imagine how bad it would have been with a Biden-Harris administration. It would have been absolute bloodbath. And it's not good now. I'm not saying it's good. It's actually bad. So let's look at the second set of numbers that came out last week. The unemployment rate, which a lot of times economists look at that because it's important. It ticked down from 4.3% to 4.2%. It's kind of a nothing burger, right? So some people are saying, oh, this is good. Look at the unemployment rates ticking down. It's like nothing. But wages, this is where you're going to get a positive spin from the government. Hourly average earnings grew 3.5% annually in June. Pretty good, right? No, it's not. Not when inflation's at 4%. So there's this widening chasm that's making things even more unaffordable. When inflation grew by 4% and wages grew by 3.5%, people are actually getting behind the eight ball more and more every single month.
And we've gotten 70% of people hand to mouth in the numbers. So it was 67% like a year ago. So here's the bottom line then. It's going to stay closed. The economy's going to get worse. The midterms are 3.5 months away. We're going to see... I think the Republicans may lose the House and Senate.
I agree. I think they could lose both because people vote with their wallets, right? So here's where, as an economist and you, with what you do, it's usually easier to predict what's going to happen tomorrow than what's going to predict a couple years from now, right? Well, right now I can say it's really hard to discern what is going to happen tomorrow. But it's easier for me to say, I think this is what's going to happen a couple years from now, because you've got these competing elements happening right now of oil going up, but yet these job numbers are terrible. OPEC is increasing the supply of oil, which is going to cause oil to actually come down. So what is that going to mean for interest rates? What's that going to mean for Kevin Warsh? Well, what the Fed said, we're not going to do anything right now because we don't know what's going on. But ultimately, I think the domestic policy is going to outweigh the reality of...
Yeah, let's talk about, because Trump's saying there's $19 trillion has been invested. Well, it isn't here yet. Let's talk about that when we come back. Introducing Aquapure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line, water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We're doing man's work here. Fighting for the species as our forebears did. Building. Competing. Striving. Trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible game-changing over-the-horizon information to share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X. At AJN Live and more, AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Former federal prosecutor and WABC overnight talk show host, very smart, and he's got big problems with the official story of Charlie Kirk's assassination, the ongoing Tyler Robinson pretrial, day four right now. He's going to co-host with me in the fourth hour, and I've got a lot to get to and a lot to cover there. This is very important. It's captivated the public, and it's really hurt the Trump administration because people out there think they're involved because the story doesn't add up. We know Cash Patel's covering up some things. I just find it hard to believe that people involved with TPUSA, that I, some of which I've known and are just, you know, kind of nerds, nice people, would be involved in this. But then you've got the all of it. It's just insane. That's coming up. I want to hit Flock cameras because it's come to a head and it's got the public's attention. And I can wake people up about everything else with this. But it's big news on them framing people with them, innocent people. Corrupt police stalking people with it. We've got a bunch here after Kirk leaves us here in a few minutes. But Kirk, you know, I'm sitting here frustrated talking to you, and it's not you, because it's I kind of psychoanalyze myself. Every day I'm frustrated, more than I've ever been, because there is this lack of clarity. There is this whipsawing. Yeah. There is this roller coaster. And I know historically when you get that going on, and the most powerful country in the world is basically the engine of it along with Israel, I'm pissed at Israel's leaders. I'm pissed at our leaders. We've been proven right about common sense. The Pentagon was right. And then we get called Hitler. It's just crap. It's crap. You know, to be sane, to be informed, to be competent, to be serious, to be rational, and to be sitting back like an adult in the room. And then you and I are rearranging deck chairs of the Titanic here. And we kind of just keep restating the same stuff each week with the new developments. But it's just more of that. And then I hear you say, and I really respect you because you're almost always right, you say, now, I think what Trump baked in will mitigate a lot of this. Now, the first month of the war, you still thought that. Then a couple months in, you said, I don't know, it's going to be bad now. But then it sounds like because of them increasing oil production, you think that'll mitigate even if the war continues. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I really respect you. And I know with real economists have to put so much into it, and also street smarts and understanding and going out and checking things themselves. That's why Mark Mitchell's the top pollster. He's been a CEO and headed up, you know, Fortune 500 companies. He has a lot of street smarts. It's not just the polling. It's also, you know, going down and talking to people at the beach and going to a bar and going to church. It's, you know, on the ground and talking to people at the airport. It's human intel. But I don't know what's true because I've tried to get the numbers. Trump says 19.7 or whatever he said at the NATO summit, trillion has been invested. Well, I've heard that many commitments, but then you go study some of them, it's not that much. Let's say it's really 10 trillion. I don't think Trump even knows. But he keeps a tally of it. What people claim they're going to invest, Japan, South Korea, everybody, NATO, weapons, that definitely has happened. So we have a trillion a year coming in for our weapons. I mean, I guess that's kind of what Trump now says. Well, that's our new economy. I'm not worried about the average person. I'm worried about war. And by the way, we're a war economy. That's what the EU says now. So it looks like he's adopting that guns and butter thing. And so, you know, here we are. And do you have any ideas, an economist, what it is? Because the best numbers I have is it's definitely over 10, 12, 13 trillion that I've seen and added up and, you know, that's been committed. Some have said they will, but not fully committed. Correct me if I'm wrong. And it looks like about 5 trillion has actually come in. They're building factories and stuff everywhere. Anywhere you fly around the country into cities, I mean, you see it going on, particularly Austin, but Salt Lake City, yeah. Denver, Tennessee looks like, it, you know, aliens have invaded when you fly on airplanes, just building everywhere. Nashville, Knoxville, everywhere. So, I mean, I know it's going down. I see it. But is it enough? Is it quick enough? And you just perked my ears, and I know you don't push opium. You said you think it'll mitigate a lot of the pain. Did I hear that right? And can you then now elaborate? Because this is some good news. I want to hear this.
Yeah. I think it's going to mitigate the pain for a while because you've got volatility, right? When you've got the competing economic interest, conflict causes oil to go up. The increasing supply will cause it to come down. What is this going to do to interest rates? Well, I think we're going to stay steady for a bit. I mean, this is kind of important. So interest rates will stay steady. The fact that the wages,
by the way, in the 2+ years you've been on, you've called interest rates 100% accurately. But that's hard to do. You've 100% called it right.
Yeah, I think by the end of this year, Alex, to last quarter to first quarter of next year, we might get one rate decrease. Why? Because the domestic economy needs help. It stinks. So they'll do that. This is why it's easier for me to make a future prediction than it is immediate, because we've got so much volatility. But moving forward, we'll probably get one rate decrease by the end of the year or early next. And then I think they just go up because the inflationary pressures will be so extreme, because governments are going to be faced with debasing their currency and printing themselves.
Okay, so I misunderstood what you said. We're going to have a dead cat bounce?
Yeah, I think so. Probably for the rest of this year. But I think moving forward, you're going to see inflationary pressures. Now, here's the problem with that, Alex, is you alluded to it earlier in the show, the bankers, the Rothschilds, the globalists, right? They own the banking system right now. What do they own moving forward? The banking system with much more power and much more control, because it's going to go digital. This is going to be their answer out of it, right? So they actually is a win-win for them, right? And so here's where moving forward, how do they win? They win because people lose trust in the system. This is exactly what's playing out right now. Do we trust that the war is over? Do we not? Do we trust that our banks got this figured out, or do they not have any money? Do we think that Trump is going to win this thing, or do we not? Do we think that the Republicans can maintain in Congress, or do we think not? This is the volatility. Every single day that passes causes more and more volatility in people's minds and more distrust. Well, here's where we get to take advantage of that, right, as wise and prudent investors. So look at traders, like look at the futures markets. Like you and I had gone over a couple of these charts, right? In particular, silver and gold, which is the world that I live in. But let's look at what they expect in August. This isn't even very far away. So if you look at the traders and their futures contracts, you can either have a large increase, a small increase, a small decrease, or a big decrease in prices. When you look at the chart of conditional projections, this is their expectations. The traders that think silver is going to be up big is like literally 90% of the chart. The other ones are saying, oh, it could go down a little bit, could go up a little, it could do nothing. 90% of them easily on this chart looks like they're expecting a big move by August. Same thing with gold. If you look at the gold, it's even more pronounced. So what does that mean for volatility? What does that mean where they think this economy is headed? They think that people are losing trust in the system. And this is sad to me, because people are losing trust. You know, we talk a lot about owning precious metals as a safe haven, right? It's what you do when people lose trust in the system. It's what you do during times of inflation. It's what you do when currencies are debased. This is what central banks are doing, Alex.
So the fact that 90% of the institutions, Bank of America, Warren Buffett, Goldman Sachs, believe it's going to explode, as we already saw earlier in the year, that is a red light flashing on the economy.
Yeah, it's a red light, because gold is to me, the best barometer that we have in the world of people's trust and confidence in the system. Like, let's go back in time, you know, during the Reagan years. You know, boy, the Cold War was over. The Berlin Wall came down. Newt Gingrich had the contract with American Republicans and Democrats are talking. You had interest rates came down. The stock market was booming. Real estate was booming. What did gold and silver do during that like 20-year span? Like nothing. Didn't do much of anything. Why? Because people trusted in the system. That all starts to change when people don't trust in the system. This is why you're seeing gold and silver go up, because it's a paradigm shifting moment where even central bankers, and we talked about this the last time I was on your show, banks are in the business of lending money. You can't lend money unless you have collateral. What are they using for collateral? Gold. It's the number one held asset by central banks on the planet now, right? So now we, as individuals, get to do the same thing that central bankers are doing. We can allocate into gold. We can allocate into silver. Not all gold and silver is created equal, though. This is where let the buyer beware, right? So a lot of your viewers who have maybe watched network TV, and it's like they've seen a company, and we'll say it, Roslyn Capital, huge on Fox News. If you're watching Fox any day, you're probably seeing them advertised four or five times. They filed for Chapter 11. They filed for, how could they, such a big company, file for Chapter 11? Because they don't deal with bullion, right? They were dealing with their own inventory. They were taking people's money, holding off because of delays on getting inventory from their vendors. And by the time they were able to fulfill the trade, the price of gold and silver went up so much, they literally, you know, according
and that's
to...
And that's the difference. You sell at wholesale, boom,
yeah,
directly to people. That's why you have the highest ratings. So, folks, this is a no-brainer. This is the place to go. I could have other gold sponsors and make five times the money, but they just sell you stuff heavily marked up. They sell it to you as collectible all day long. When I sell our ninth coin in like 5-6 years, it's a fundraiser. Cost is $67. There's 5,000 of them. We sell them for $117.76. So we make 40-something bucks. As a fundraiser, you know it's to support us, have a memento. Yeah, the coins we made in the past, you see them selling all the time, 3-4 times that. So you could call it an investment, but we're not selling it as a guaranteed investment. We're selling it as an investment in the broadcast to get our great coin at thealexjonesstore.com. We've already sold out more than half of them. So if you want to get one, get one. But when you go to Kirk, it's the wholesale price, and you see that in the market, and that's what you get with their little advisement fee, and that's why they're the top. That's why they're the guys. KEPM.com/gold. You go there, and you put in your email. You say, I want a consultation. They usually call you back that day, sometimes in that hour. Sometimes it's the next day if it's like a Friday afternoon. Or you call the number, 720-605-3900, and you set up a free consultation, and it's super low pressure, folks. In fact, it's too low pressure. It's actually hard to get them to sell you anything. But that's because they're the real Christians and the real deal. That's why they're number one. And they're only able to do this because of super volume, 25 years in the business. Briefly tell people also, you can roll over a lot of financial instruments and things, and what to beware in closing, Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Yeah, so you can do old 401ks if you've retired. You can do current 401ks if you're over 59 and a half. You can do IRAs. If it has IRA in the name, simple, SEP, traditional, Roth, inherited. Those can all go into physical metals. I'm not talking about paper, not talking about ETFs. I'm not talking about mining shares. Physical metals stored in your account. I mean, obviously, that's just the retirement plan side of it, but you can store it, or you can take delivery of it at home if it's outside of an IRA. The key is bullion. You don't want to happen what happened with the company that just filed for bankruptcy for Chapter 11, which are taking people's money, waiting to buy the place, the trade, until their vendors had supply, because they ultimately got stuck. And now these poor clients have nowhere to go. There's nowhere to unload some of that commemorative collectible stuff. So this is why owning bullion is so important, because it's a global commodity. It's used for manufacturing. You know, Sony and Samsung, when they're buying silver, they're not buying 1 ounce commemorative coins. They're buying 1,000 ounce bars from the exchange. See, that's bullion. That always has a built-in market.
It was so frustrating. I'm not criticizing Tucker. I love him, and he's got a great sponsor and company. He does like whole hours explaining to people. It's simple. Buy bullion. Buy it at wholesale. It's bullion. It's wholesale. You see it in the market every day. Anybody saying they have it at spot's a liar. That's what it is in the ground. Wholesale, bullion, reputable company. Oh, Kirk Elliott, you know, 4.9 stars, biggest company, best reviews, bullion, wholesale, not rocket science. Simple, real stuff is simple, folks. Complex stuff is when you got to look out. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much. People need to call you. They need to take action. 90% of the traders and companies are saying the big investment firms are hoarding it up. Buffett's never been for it until the last year. Now, he's not just in cash. He's in silver. I mean, this is, I think, the smartest move. You're a great sponsor, KAPM.com/gold, or the toll-free number right there. Everybody should give you a call, and hopefully Trump can get us out of this war. Thank you so much, and God bless you and your family.
I hope so. Thanks. God bless.
All right. On this subject, we need to use this opportunity of people being pissed off in Europe, the UK, Australia, the US, because you have these congestion cameras, these license plate reading cameras, these face scanning cameras. There's different companies, but Flock's one of the biggest that is openly working with the police and the local constabularies. Now you see Amazon with is really the biggest of anybody with their rings. They're now merging with Flock. They're basically in a partnership, and Amazon's selling the data as well. And that's what I want you to know. Oracle, Amazon, Microsoft, Google, they are the big daddies. Okay, they do everything Palantir does. They just don't want the public to know, all right? And I'm not defending Palantir. I'm not defending Flock. This is something that is really weird with the influencers and some of the audience, that when I'm trying to teach people about the whole thing, people go, no, I learned about this. That's the bad thing. It's all extremely dangerous. It's all out of control. I'm just teaching you from studying what the big stuff is. The smart meter on the side of your house. The biggest is the phones. Listening, watching, tracking, getting all your data, your photos, Google Mail, reading all your email. They admit all that. This has been going on forever. And now Flock is pissing people off because the police are using it. And they're getting innocent people in jail, and some police are caught stalking people with it, or their ex-wives or their wives or whatever. And so it's good that people know about Flock. It's good that people are pissed off. They're pointing them at playgrounds or putting them in parks. They're putting them in state parks. And people say, well, there's no perception of privacy in a public place. Yeah, but it's the state. It's the government. All these videos are coming in. People do FOIA requests in Colorado and Massachusetts, and where drones are in their backyard. And they file a report because you're growing vegetables, and then they SWAT team you to see if it's marijuana or whatever. Some liberal cities are like, oh, we want regulations to control this, like the Bob Dylan song, Sundown on the Union, where he says, I can see a day coming when you're having your own garden, they'll be against the law. So the point is, we're way deeper in the surveillance state than most people know. And I've been, I mean, there's kill switches for at least a decade in all the cars. You can't get cars anymore that aren't digital. And it's the law they have kill switches and hidden cameras and microphones. Europe just put the regulation in. It's now the law by the unelected EU dictatorship, as of yesterday, that all cars have a camera facing you, watching you, reporting you in live time with AI back to humans. Meta glasses, they came out and said, their own employees with a whistle, hey, we're watching you have sex. We're watching you have your corporate meetings. AI's giving it. It's farming it out, selling the data to your competitors, whether you're a small business or big. We're already under AI surveillance. But the Flock thing has gotten people's attention. So that's good. And people are cutting them down, and they're cutting them down in similar systems all over the UK. And I'm not anti-technology, but the way it's being deployed, I'm saying this is good to see some pushback. So here's some of the headlines. People are vandalizing Flock surveillance cameras in Virginia amid privacy concerns. A guy got arrested in Texas doing it. He says, hey, it's unconstitutional. I'm fighting back civil disobedience. More Flock cameras cut down in Houston amid some privacy concerns. ABC News. Air Force engineer accused of cutting down 13 police cameras says they're unconstitutional. How Flock cameras wrongly tracked me for days, stolen plates, and sent police after me. Because zeros are also O's. There's a bunch of stuff with this. Study finds self-driving cars crash more often. So the point is, this is healthy. But this is the tip of the iceberg. But notice, it's them using the grid that's already in place. Imagine if I said, all of you by law must have a little robot in your house that listens to you and watches you and sends it back to the government corporations. You'd freak out. Europe's already done it. Your cars already have it by law as well. They're just being more honest. Hey, we're watching you by law. It's we're watching you, not just kill switches in your car. Remember what that director of the CIA said like 20 years ago? He said, oh, yeah, now your dishwasher is going to be watching and listening to you. That was Petraeus. So it's healthy that people get it, but it's not just Flock is my point. Okay, that's just feeding the data in to Oracle and Microsoft and the governments, and then they sell what they want to sell to government, what they want government to be able to use. They decide what they can get. They decide what they can use. That's how this works. But then you have all these innocent people being abused by the functionaries of the system using this. So who watches the watchers? So the first clip is a clip 44 Flock cameras being cut down. Then let's go to 59. That's the Houston situation. And then we'll go to a couple of these stories. This is a woman who... Again, wrongfully, they came after her saying she robbed packages and she didn't. Play these back to back.
This camera has been cut down, completely sprayed over with an American flag on it. And not far away, there's another Flock camera on the ground as well. HPD says it's investigating this, but so far, there are more questions than answers. These cameras, meant to help solve crimes, now becoming the target of one, both cut in half and covered in spray paint.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the cameras were there until you actually pointed that out.
Juan Rodriguez's business, Spar Houston, is located by Washington Avenue and Westcott, where this happened. These are Flock cameras, meant to read license plates and alert police if they're connected to crimes. Rodriguez says he didn't see who did this, but he's left wondering why they did.
That's what it sounds like it would be. Somebody just protesting, their rights are being violated or something like that.
Flock cameras have been used in the city of Houston since 2021, according to the company. The Houston Police Department tells us they were notified these cameras were damaged on the morning of July 4th. As far as the repair costs, HPD says it depends.
All right, let's stop there. So that's the corporate media whining and bitching about it. They already have 15-minute cities going in the U.S. They're already in Germany, in France, in the U.K., Ireland, Scotland, and England. And they tax you. If you leave your house, depending on how they do it, two or three times a week, you're allowed to drive your car. After that, you get taxed. Just all sorts of harassment, but it's total surveillance. But when we come back, got a bunch of examples of this. Innocent people charged, innocent people arrested, police stalking people with it. And we have a lot more. We have police whistleblowers about what's going on. But that's down where the rubber meets the road. That's what the corporations that are setting up this system are letting the police even have access to. Remember in Denver, the police were using license plate reading, the feds were, but because it was a federal grant, still the state owned the cameras, they said the feds couldn't access their Flock cameras that were governmental. Similar systems, not Flock, but license plate reading. So this is a big deal, and it's waiting, like weapons aimed at us. It's already in place. The future's already here. It's just not evenly distributed.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900, and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet.
Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.